Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alexander Stablovsky, and I'm filling in for Jeffrey Davis of Mage LLC, who's the actual host day in and day out. Just so you guys know, you could find us on our YouTube channel, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. And you could also find this beautiful man right across from me, Gary Goldman from Truly Yogurt, our sweets reporter, coming in to talk to us about what's the topic today?
Gelato, Alex. People want to know everything from soup to nuts to cream to not cream. What's the difference between gelato and ice cream? Do we like it? Do we not like it? We're going to talk all about it today, Alex.
Well, I've been hearing a lot of things about gelato, and like I've told you before, I've never tried it, and I see the salted camera right in front of me. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to give it a try while you're telling me a little bit about gelato.
Okay, great. Well, Alex, I decided to go on a little adventure trip to find out about gelato myself. I've been in the ice cream and yogurt business for 24 years now. I know a lot about that product, but I didn't know a heck of a lot about gelato. And I've been hearing, you know, whisperings in the store about this gelato product and that gelato product. And in point of fact, what's happened in the gelato business is that a business that only 10 years ago did sales of $11 million within the United States is now over $200 million in sales. So it's obviously a trend in the quote-unquote frozen dessert category. A lot of people are jumping on the bandwagon. So I want to say, well, what is all about this? And it seems like when you go in to a gelato establishment, it's like a whole different feel than an ice cream store. It almost feels like an artist colony to me. They have created a product. One of the interesting things is the garb that they wear. They're donned in these Italian caps. Gelato is originally from Italy. And you feel like it's a whole artistic experience that they've created. Very majestic flavors, colorful flavors. So for our exploration, we went to a Ferrano, which is in Chestnut Hill. They were located next to a pizza establishment there, and we tried out some of the product, and that's some of the stuff that I brought today. I think our producer, Chris, is trying out the raspberry today from them.
And he's loving it.
He's loving it. And we also brought in some chocolate. And so let's talk a little bit about the differences between gelato and ice cream. Ice cream fat content is typically between 12 to 16%. Gelato is lower in fat content as far as that's concerned. Fat content is anywhere typically from 4 to 9%. So the fat content is lower. In addition to that, when they make the product, there's additional milk that's involved in it. So it creates a more soupy, kind of rich consistency. The other thing is, it doesn't have as much air as ice cream. Ice cream, one of the key components is, quote-unquote, the overrun component when they make the product. It gives it that fluffiness, that creaminess. Gelato has much less air, so they don't have this overrun. So it's a much thicker product. And the third major difference between ice cream and gelato is the temperature that they keep the product at. Ice cream is, you know, when it touches your lips, it's always like cold. Gelato is usually anywhere from like 8 to 10 degrees warmer in the place. So I'd love to tell you about my experience, Alex, and what I saw and what's going on with gelato.
I want to listen to it, but I have a question. Sure. Now, would you say gelato is a healthier choice than ice cream? Or no?
Hell, yeah, I'd say it's slightly healthier because it's less fat, yes. I mean, it still has a load of sugar in it, too. So it's not like, you know, you're having, like, quote-unquote, healthy indulgence. But I would say if you're going to make a choice, I probably would go with a low-fat frozen yogurt or a soft serve that has even less fat than those myself if I was going to make the choice. But it does have very good taste. I have to say that as far as that's concerned.
It's delicious. I just tried it.
Yeah. We had some chocolate last night, and it was fantastic. And so I really liked it as far as that. As far as the whole experience, I see a couple of real problems as far as bringing this gelato to the retail sector. That is, first of all, the whole preservation of the product. Whereas in an ice cream store, you can create these large tubs and use them over a period of time. You know, like in my store, Truly Yogurt and Wellesley, we go through them, you know, very, very fast within probably like a few days. In gelato, you have to create the product.
Well, you guys are jam-packed every day.
Exactly. On the street, baby. But, you know, as far as gelato, at the end of the day, they basically either have to eat it themselves or give it away because it's basically only good for a day.
So it only has what, a day
about
shelf
a day,
life.
You know, and when you get into a product like that and trying to like have it reach more than a day, you get into problems because it's just not the same. The consistency is going to be off, et cetera, et cetera. If you go into a gelato establishment, they don't actually serve it with scoopers. They serve it with spades, and they don't generally put it into a cone. It's into a cup, and it's much thicker, and it's much richer experience. The other thing about the gelato experience, which not so much a problem perhaps in other parts of the world, but I could definitely see it as a problem in the United States, portions are much smaller. We're used to these enormous portions here in the States. When you go into an ice cream store, you want to be satisfied, baby. You're talking, you know, probably, you know, a small, your expectation is somewhere between like 6 to 10 ounces for a small, and then a medium is more than 10 ounces. And, you know, by the time you get into a larger pint, you know, obviously a pint, let's say, is 16 ounces, you're looking for, you know, a big portion. And I don't think that's the reality here. We went in last night, it's like, that was the small, and it was like 2 ounces, and it was like, as if you were like having some type of pâté or something as an appetizer at a wedding or a bar mitzvah or something. It's like, whoa, geez, I was looking to fill my gut here. I mean, what's going on here? You're supposed to really savor every little morsel.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. I actually, personally, I stay away from the pink berries and the orange leaves because of the small portions. Mm-hmm. I like going to the local stores, just like Truly Yogurt, just like your store, the local yogurt and ice cream stores, because they do give those big portions.
Right.
And it's more exciting during the summer. And, I mean, that is what America's used to, big portions.
Right.
So it's funny that you bring that up.
Right. So those are a couple of problems. The other problem that I see is, we went into the establishment last night, and they had, you know, say around 13, 14 flavors to sample from. And of the 13, 14 flavors, besides the fact that probably, you know, 20% of them they were going to have to pitch out at the end of the night because there was so much left. The other thing is, in your typical ice cream or yogurt store, there's much more choices than 14 or 15. Like in my establishment, Truly Yogurt, for example, we have close to 50 flavors to select from. So you're really limiting your audience as far as that's concerned. So that, in combination with the fact that it's not scoopable on a cone or be very, very difficult, it's strictly cup consumption, and so many people want a cone today to do it, I think there's certain downsides. But that being said, I thought the taste was really, really great. I thought it has a fantastic taste. The chocolate's very strong. The raspberry's very strong. So besides visiting there, I said, okay, well, let me find out more about gelato. It's actually invaded the grocery shelves, too. And I brought in salty caramel. I don't know if you want to try it out, Alex.
I did. It's okay. Good.
What did you think of that?
You know, it's a weird texture to an ice cream. It really is. But the taste of it is, it's very similar to what you get out of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, it's just, it's more
thicker. It's thicker,
yeah, it's
richer,
thicker.
But it doesn't have the same consistency
exactly.
as ice cream.
And it's just like you mentioned, it's not as cold. Mm-hmm. And it's the summer here in New England, so we want something really cold.
Right.
My question is, what do you think the upside of gelato is, since the demand for it has been growing? You mentioned it's up to $20 million now in mm-hmm. revenue. What is the upside, and why do people want gelato nowadays?
I think people are looking for something different, and I think they're looking for some variety. Today, it's all about choices. It's all about great choices, and you have that. You can go to a fantastic frozen yogurt and ice cream store like Truly Yogurt and Wellesley, or you can go to a...
The best choice.
Exactly. not to blow my own horn or anything. Or you can go to like...
I'll blow it for you.
or you can go to a self-serve place or an ice cream store. Or, you know, you can go to a frozen custard store if that happens to float your boat, whatever the case may be, or a gelato store. People want different variety. They want different choices. And this affords them that. I think the success for Gelato, if you wanted to say take it into a chain model or a retail store, would be kind of doing what they were doing at this establishment we went to in Chestnut Hill. They combine it with espresso, but they didn't do espresso and coffee to a large enough extent. It was doing primarily gelato. That's really what the main focus was. But I think if they expanded their coffee line and perhaps some baked goods line in combination with gelato, I think it could be a successful type of model. It would work well because then you'd have, you know, a representative amount of gelato flavors, but you'd also have a coffee line. So that would address the seasonability issue with the frozen dessert category, where typically in New England, your sales fall off the side of the cliff. You know, come December, January, and February, you'd still have a captive audience in the coffee business that would come in all the time. Or maybe people
they
want
don't fall off if you're in Truly Yogurt.
Exactly. Or maybe they would get espresso in addition to the gelato. So I think that's the way to go. I just think the particular establishments that we visited, it was the primary focus was gelato, and it wasn't enough of the other. Another retail establishment that was visited, they also have gelato, but they combine it with crepes. And so they do crepes in combination with gelato. Didn't feel like the gelato that we visited there, this is out in the Natick direction, wasn't as good, you know, product-wise as the one that we found in Chestnut Hill, but still it was good.
See, I don't think gelato will go good with crepes. I think ice cream goes better, personally.
Yeah.
I just the texture of it with the crepes just wouldn't work well.
Right.
Just because we're running a little bit short on time, what is going on with Truly Yogurt this past month? And is there anything exciting, anything special going on this month that you want to let our listeners know about?
Well, the business has been phenomenal, Alex. Let me tell you, that's what's going on. And people are like jam-packed. They're coming on down. It's just been incredible. What an incredible summer. I mean, people say, oh, it's so hot out. My God, I can't stand it. That's the mantra that I hear on a daily basis. And I say, come to Truly and cool off, baby. And that's exactly what they've been doing. The lines have been just like out the door, down the street, around the corner. And they can't get enough of this stuff. And I'm hoping that, just like rains between, you know, like midnight and 7 a.m. and it's like perfectly sunny and hot like every single day. Like
it's humid.
Because, baby, we're benefiting this year and I'm just loving it. We spoke about the last time I was on about, you know, creating new flavors and soft serve. I tried out the key lime graham cracker crust soft serve and that was like a huge hit. People really loved it. We're still in the quote-unquote drawing board phase of inventing the s'mores soft serve. I'm still testing it out, trying to perfect exactly how it's going to taste. So that's not quite ready, but hopefully be ready soon. But I do have an exciting soft serve actually flavor coming up this week. It's a peanut butter soft serve. It was invented for a specific customer who donated money for a charitable cause, and I invented the soft serve flavor for them. And it's actually going to be running this coming Wednesday. And people are really excited. They want to try it because it's like peanut butter over the top. If you're a peanut butter lover and love soft serve, you're going to just like go bananas over this flavor.
I'll be there in a week. I'll definitely be there.
So that's what's going on this week. We're also doing a lot of stuff with Wellesley College as far as their orientation. We just had purchased a lot of stuff for a party on Monday. There's a freshman orientation on this Saturday we're going to be involved in, and we've got some other parties up there. We've got ice cream socials involved with the town hall that we're going to be involved with also. So business is really busting loose, and with the children returning to school in the coming weeks, I'm really looking for a fantastic fall and months to come.
You better be there at 3 o'clock after school.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, if somebody wants to find your place, I know where to find it. If I'm not mistaken, you can tell me 35 Grove Street, Wellesley.
Correct.
All right, I got it right. Honestly, it's the best yogurt. It's truly the best yogurt. It's truly the best. That's why they've been around for so many years. Gary, if somebody wants to reach you, how would they do that?
Well, they can reach me not only at 35 Grove Street in Wellesley. They can call me on the phone, 781-239-1356. on the web, www.trulyyogurt.com. Say you're totally unfamiliar with the area, Grove Street. It's right down the hall, right down the street from Dana Hall, which is a woman's boarding school, and it's right off of Wellesley Center. So we'd love to see you. We're open every single day at the present time from 12 to 10. So come on down and enjoy the fabulous flavors that we have. And Alex, thank you so much for having me today. I really enjoyed myself.
We always love having you here. And just don't forget, you can find Gary on RadioEntrepreneurs.com. He's one of our reporters here. And tune in for more topics, as Gary's very knowledgeable within the ice cream business. And reach out to him. Folks, we're going to be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.